So now we'll talk about the types of custody when someone asks, I want custody. The first question I'll ask is, explain to me what you want so we can put it in a category. See if you fit all the right criteria or if you the situation fits all these criteria that would be someone to deduce or conclude that this would be in the best interest of the child. So let's talk about physical custody. That is the right of an adult to have a child reside with the adult, the parent, or doesn't necessarily have to be the parent, could be a guardian. And this will also be called the residential custody and custodial responsibility. And two, where the child is actually living. You know, it could be for, let's say, a school district reason, for medical reason, for many other reasons that the child may be living in that particular residence. We'll break it down some more when we talk about legal custody, but it could be a number of reasons. So the physical custody, you should know, is the right of an adult to have the child reside with the adult. I would say, I would add here, for the majority of the time. So it will also be named the residential custody and custodial responsibility for that child, where the child will then be actually living for many other purposes. It could even be for school district, for tax purposes, for all the kind of purposes, but the child is actually living there. Next, we have the legal custody, and that is the right to make the major child rearing decisions, and that include issues such as healthcare, education, religion, discipline, and the general welfare of the child. It is also called the decision-making responsibility. If you were looking at one of the Florida Supreme Court parenting plan form or a petition, you would see it actually placed in this particular order. But it may say, for instance, in a parenting plan, who will have the decision making on particular area? Do you want to stipulate it as that? It could even be a blank sheet of paper where the parties stipulate who will have certain authority when it comes to healthcare decision, education, religious discipline, and general welfare. A lot of times folks will say, well, I know I have a, let's say, an anger issue. Yes, I was ordered to go to the anger management by court prior, there's domestic violence issues, all those things. And so they will, one parent will say, when it comes to discipline, I don't want you involved. I want to have this particular. So that will be fall in the category of legal custody. Okay, so we have the physical custody and then we have the legal custody. Should one parent fits all the criteria and all of that would be in the best interest of the child, then probably they could then be seeking sole custody, as OLE custody, not sole, as OUL, right? Sole custody. All right, having discussed that, now it allows us to go break it down a bit more.